It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
A very good evening and welcome to Red Friday. Your best look ahead at the weekend sport with a focus on the Dons from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. In tonight's show, as speculation over the manager's future continues, although nothing has really changed from last week, on the park, the Dons travel to face Hamilton Accies on the Plastic of Lanarkshire. We'll also be looking ahead to the rest of the Premiership. We'll have the predictor, as ever. And after last weekend's hard-fought victory over Ross County, the Dons will be looking to continue in a similar vein. But of course, the links with that vacant Rangers job just won't go away, do they?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And the manager is getting rather fed up with all the Rangers rumours.
My job's here. It's not to deal with speculation, you know, and I'd rather be speaking about the fact that we've got three players signed in the Scotland squad and looking forward to that. The fact that we're only a point behind and responded with a good run, a good result last week. And we're here to talk about the Hamilton game, obviously, on Saturday. So the job is ongoing. Business is normal. It's been a normal week for us. We've always been the same, how we deal with things, whether it's criticism, whether it's praise, whether it's speculation. It's always about the next game, and that's exactly how it's been.
And Andrew Shiney, the players, when you speak to them, they're not letting any speculation bother them. It has been very much business as usual.
Absolutely. I mean, talking to players, there's no talk whatsoever of Derek McInnes's future. So their focus is purely on the games in hand or ahead of them. And as we've seen from last weekend, we're still only a point behind Celtic. So a huge amount to play for this season.
And Dave, Derek's never made any secret of the fact he's extremely happy at Pittodrie.
Yeah, Derek is delighted, Dave, to be at a very well-run, debt-free club with everyone working well together. And he says that's so important.
Working at a good environment is always advantageous to try to get results on the pitch, because the results play out on the pitch, but it's managing circumstances and what happens throughout the club that normally gives a manager the best chance, you know, because, you know, managers aren't blameless when they don't get results, of course, but results, whether a manager's deemed a success or not, sometimes can be far more difficult when it's not a stable environment. You know, that's par for the course. I think you see so many instances where managers, when allowed to do their job and concentrate on the job in hand, under a good structure, results have a better chance of following.
We'll come to the game very shortly, but the players, just to accentuate the fact that the players are not letting anything get to them, but Dave, they want to hold on to the gaffer, don't they?
Yeah, of course they do. He has done a wonderful job since he came in 4 years ago. He's at a great place. He's still got stuff to do. He's still got stuff that he wants to achieve. Still got targets for Aberdeen Football Club, despite what some of the West Coast media would say. And hopefully he stays on.
And one of those players that Derek admired, and he's got him in a season-long loan, of course, is Greg Stewart.
Yeah, that's right. Greg says the speculation comes as no surprise, given the great job Derek has done in helping to transform the club, but it's had no effect on the dressing room.
When you're doing well, you get recognised, so, but it's not really fazed any of us. We just come in every day and get on with our jobs and just focus on the game and work hard in training.
You came here, Greg, to play for the manager. It would be a huge blow if he was to leave, wouldn't it?
Of course it would be, but it's just speculation. You never know what happens in football. Just one of these things. So we just come in every day and just get on with our jobs, and I'm sure he just thinks the same as well. Just keep on making sure everybody works hard, and then going into Saturday we're focused on the game and nothing else.
Yeah, focused on the game. And before we leave the speculation, Dave, we've one of the views of one of the younger Dons fans.
Yeah, yes, our very own kid in the kit room, Mark. What a character. He has had his say today on Jeff and Lauren in the morning.
So a lot of chat this week about Derek McInnes and the Rangers job, Mark. What are you thinking?
Rangers are just making it up. He's a good manager and they just want to steal him.
So what would you say to Derek if he was thinking about it?
No! Don't go!
Yeah, we hope he stays too.
Yep, and to the game, of course. Now, this is Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and Dave McDermott. Andrew, the game, it's not our favourite place to go, is it?
It's not, no. I mean, it's a pretty soulless dump of a place, to be perfectly honest.
As they say in their promotional brochures.
Really think, Andrew.
I mean, I must admit, the first time I set foot in New Douglas Park, I looked in that playing surface and I thought, this is a poor relation to a goals pitch, this one. And then you look around and you say, where are the stands? There's a bus parked at one end, there's no stand, there's a TV gantry over the opposite side of the main stand, and it just does not lend itself. But the game tomorrow will be a tough one for Aberdeen, but Hamilton's home record this season has been very poor. Their last five home games, one draw, four defeats. Aberdeen's away record is magnificent. Last five aways, one draw, four victories. Do you know who I'm tipping?
Yep. What could possibly go wrong, Dave?
Absolutely. Derek McInnes, he knows full well, given the results we had against them last season, two defeats down in Lanarkshire, he expects Accies to be awkward opponents on their own artificial patch.
They were very dogged. Dundee missed opportunities maybe to get themselves in front, but Hamilton hung in there as they do. They scored some good goals. You know, I think Hamilton, I've said often enough, they're as competitive as any team in the league. You know, it's important that we try and make them defend, ask questions of them. It's always a tougher game when it's away from home, I feel, for loads of reasons. And, you know, we expect a tough game. They'll be confident after the back of a very good performance at Dens. But we're aware of that. But we want to continue our good form to start the season and hopefully, as I say, follow up the good win last week against Ross County, winning our 3 points.
It was a good hard-fought win last weekend, Andrew.
It was, illuminated by a magnificent goal from Ryan Christie, the type of goal that I think only Ryan Christie is capable of scoring. I mean, we saw it live and we raved about it, but when you see it again, the technique in that strike is unbelievable, and he richly deserves his place in the Scotland squad. I'd like to think that he'll do the same again tomorrow. It's going to be a big day for Stevie May. Happy birthday to him for today. But of course, he's going back to a ground where he enjoyed great success on loan back 5 years ago. Scored 26 goals and 35 appearances for Accies. So I think he could have a fair say in how the outcome's going to pan out tomorrow.
Yeah, and last week, Dave, after going behind, of course, an uncharacteristic error from Big Joe Lewis, but for a while it looked as though that great record of bounce-back ability wasn't going to come off again.
Yeah, but not unexpectedly, the Dons showed great character. Greg Stewart says Aberdeen's heads are never down for long. They showed their spirit again by bouncing back from that defeat to Celtic by seeing off County, and he's looking tomorrow to maintain momentum.
Every time we've been beat, we've always reacted well. We always seem to go on a good run after it. It's a great bunch of boys. We all stick together. When you win or you lose, that's just what happens. And it's all about reaction from us, really. We played on Saturday. It was actually quite good that the game was so quick after the defeat. It just makes you forget about it, and then you move on. So no, it was quite good that the game was so quick after the defeat on Wednesday night. So we just want to go into this game on Saturday, hopefully get the 3 points again. It's going to be a tough game, it always is against Hamilton. Going into the last break of the year before the busy time comes.
Andrew, in terms of plastic pitches, it's probably the worst plastic pitch, as you alluded to, that we play on any time during the year.
Yeah, it's actually interesting when you look at the sides who have got the plastic pitches in the top flight, Kilmarnock and Hamilton. They've got the worst home records. So I don't think that it helps them in any way, shape or form, but nobody likes playing on it, but you just have to get on with it, and let's hope that we get a repeat of Aberdeen's last victory down there. Scoreline says 3-0, it was actually 7-0, but for Willie Collum having blind spots left, right and centre. So if we can get away to a decent start like we did that day, if you remember, Andy Considine and Ryan Jack scored in the opening 10 minutes, and after that we absolutely battered Accies. If we can get a good start tomorrow, we can forget all about what the surface is like. It's just about getting yet another away victory.
Yeah, the manager certainly doesn't like plastic pitches, and most of the players that would go for as well, Dave.
Yes, Dave. I was speaking to Craig Stewart about that as well, and he also dislikes that Accies artificial surface. However, he says they'll just have to get on with it.
It's always a hard place to go. you always get the people moaning about the pitch and that. Personally, I'm not a fan of the pitch as well, but at the end of the day, we still need to go there and do our job, and no excuses after whatever happens. There's no excuses.
And it looks like everybody's fit and raring to go. Craig Story's still suffering, but other than that, everybody available.
Yeah, near enough a full clean bill of health at Pittodrie, which is great at this stage of the season. And, you know, I think everybody will be pushing for places in that starting 11, because they know that if you drop to the bench, it's very difficult to get back into the side. But we've got such a strong bench there as well that I think, you know, Aki's have got a number of players out injured. Redmond, Crawford, Gillespie, Saris, Devlin, Donati's going to be suspended. We're in a much better position than Martin Canning is, but as everybody has said, you've just got to get out there and do the job out in the pitch.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear from the Aki's manager.
No, I wouldn't think that would be the case. I think Derek's a professional. He'll do his job that he's doing just now, and if that happens, then that'll be the way it goes. But I don't think that'll have any impact in our game, certainly. We've done well against Aberdeen here, but we know it's going to be a difficult game. We're obviously watching a lot of the games back, and we've got guys out watching, and they've been playing well, they've been doing well. Obviously another good performance from them on Saturday, and it's going to be a hard game for us. They've got a lot of quality players. Even you look at their bench now, they've got probably 2, 3, 4 guys there that can come in and play as well. They're as strong, if not stronger, than the ones that are playing. So it's going to be a difficult game for us, but one we know again for us, and we've proved here last year that if we're at it and we're doing our job properly, we can take points from it.
Martin Canning echoing what the Aberdeen camp's been saying, is that any speculation will not have any effect whatsoever on Aberdeen. And Dave, do you see any changes for tomorrow's game?
For Aberdeen, maybe one or two little tweaks, but I can't see any major changes. Pretty much the same starting lineup for me, because, you know, like I say, they did very well to bounce back against a determined and resolute Ross County side that were trying to, you know, obviously impress Owen Coyle, their recently installed manager. So I think it'll be same again.
Okay, one to watch, Andrew?
I mentioned him before, it's the birthday boy, Stevie May. I think the fact that he's played for Hamilton, he'll be well used to that playing surface. He scored a lot of goals, as I mentioned, in his time at New Douglas Park, and he's due a goal for Aberdeen. You know, he'll be disappointed himself that he hasn't scored more than the three that he's not so far this season, so Stevie May for me.
Dave?
I'm going for Ryan Christie, Dave. A superb display and a great goal from the midfielder last weekend against County. It thoroughly deserves a Scotland call-up, as do the other two. We'll come to them later in the programme. His passing skills, Ryan, they could help unlock the Aki's defence. And as we saw from that brilliant goal last week, he can shoot from anywhere. So he'll be a menace to the hosts tomorrow.
Let's hope so.
It's time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons.
A fantastically worked goal for the Dons.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
You're on North Sound 1's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and me, Dave McDermott. Scotland squad was announced this week, and good news for Aberdeen, Dave.
Yes, absolutely. Three Dons in the squad, and Derek McInnes reckons it's not before time.
Kenny, Graham and Ryan have all, I think, been chapping at the door for a while now, and it's good to see that those efforts been recognised. The challenge for them now is don't just take a breath and take a pat on the back for being involved in the squad and this time, you know, it's making sure they do all they can to be a regular. So that comes through performances, but it also comes through how they train with Scotland while they're away and how they play in the game, and hopefully all three get the minutes to show how good a player they are. They've broke through, it's a step forward for them, but they've got to take big steps forward now and hopefully become regulars within the Scotland squad.
Let's hope so. Holland, the visitors to Pittodrie, Thursday night, 7:45 kick-off, and a big evening for the three players.
Absolutely. For the Dons players, it's a great opportunity to get their names into that mixing pot of potential international players for the next competitive campaign that Scotland will have. And you know, they're going to be up against some decent players. Dick Advocaat named his Dutch squad guys like Cillessen, the Barcelona keeper, Manchester United's Daley Blint, Virgil van Dijk making a reappearance at Pittodrie, Jorginho Wijnaldum of Liverpool. You know, a lot of recognisable names in that Dutch squad, so it won't be easy for Scotland, but a glorious opportunity for the three Dons.
Absolutely, and as we've all been saying, and the gaffer was saying there, not before time, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. We've also been speaking with Graeme Shinney about this. Graeme says it should be a great occasion at Pittodrie.
All my family will be here, so that will drive me on, but hopefully I can play some part in the game and, like I said, hopefully get my first cap. The three of us getting called up is brilliant, and I guess it shows that we're doing well for the club first and foremost, and that's taken us on to the national stage. And like you say, hopefully it's the first of many, because once you kind of get a sniff of the squad and everything that comes with it, you want to keep driving forward and try and stay there as long as you can. And I guess the only way to do that is to keep playing well for your club. But when the club's doing well, it's good to have players being called up to their national squad.
And all three players' families will be here in numbers to watch them. And you would hope that they'll all get game time. It's a friendly, so there's absolutely no reason why everybody that's in the squad shouldn't get some time on the pitch.
Absolutely. I mean, I would hope that the three players have done enough to warrant starts in the game. And it's going to be a proud moment for Graeme Shinney's mum and dad, because, of course, Andrew, their older son,
who was named in the squad initially.
Exactly, which caused a lot of consternation for me, I must admit, when I saw Twitter and people putting my head onto a Scotland player's body and stuff like that.
That was a surreal picture.
It certainly was. But, to have two sons that have played for Scotland, very, very proud moment for the Shinney family.
Okay, just before we go on to the predictor, let's have a wee prediction for this. It is a friendly, so you never know, Dave, what's going to happen. But hopefully, Pittodrie's got a fairly good record in terms of hosting Scotland matches.
Yes, it has. I've been to one or two of them. Let me see now. I will go for 1-0 to Scotland. Let's be optimistic.
Absolutely, Andrew.
I'm not quite as optimistic. I'm going to go for a game with plenty of goals, 2-2.
Yeah, I think even a share of the spoils wouldn't be so bad now. Let's, mind you, we shouldn't be predicting anything after last week. Dave, give us the updated league table. It hasn't changed much from the week before.
Well, it doesn't make great reading, to be honest, Dave. The Red Army, needless to say, is way out in front. As for last week, we all scored very well. Not. Dave McDermott won, Red Army won, Dave Galloway won, Andrew Shiney won.
Out of a possible 15?
15.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely awful. And a quick look at the mini league table in reverse order. Andrew is on 4, but there's a long way to go. As you keep saying, Andrew, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Dave, you're on 42. I'm on 43. Red Army still steaming ahead on 52 points.
It's actually 1 out of 18. That's not 1 out of 15.
Yes,
it's surprising worse. We're not doing very well. Right, we're getting this week. Red Army is represented by Nicola Forbes, so we've got Nicola's scores here. We'll start off, of course, with Hamilton against Aberdeen. Andrew?
Well, Nicola goes 2-1 for Hamilton. And I'm
no, for
go,
Aberdeen.
2-1 for Aberdeen, sorry.
2-1 Hamilton?
No.
And I'm going to go 2-0 for Aberdeen.
Dave?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've got, Dave. 2-0 to the Dons.
And I've gone 2-0 as well. So looking at the rest of the Premiership cards, starting off the lunchtime kickoff at McDermott Park, St Johnstone against Celtic. Andrew?
Well, St Johnstone in free fall just cannot score a goal, far less get a win these days. And with Celtic on the back of a very good performance in the midweek against Bayern Munich, I think they'll win 3-0. Nicola says 3-1.
Okay, Dave?
I've got 3-0 Celtic as well.
And I've got 3-1. So,
no collusion.
Dave, Hibs draw against Hibs Dundee.
Hibs Dundee, bottom of the league on goal difference. Despite playing some good football, they've been really badly let down by really conceding soft goals and then not putting them in at the other end. Hibs on a roll, 3 wins in a row. They look to be moving towards top gear and they're up to third place in the table. I'm going to go for a 3-1 home win.
Exactly what I've got.
Exactly what I've got and exactly
really?
What Nicola's got.
Oh, well, if it's not...
There's
no chance it's going to be 3-1 then. Andrew, Rangers, Partick?
I think Rangers will be too strong for a Partick side who have started to show a wee bit more form, but Rangers need to start winning games at Ibrox, and I think Graham Murty has something that Pedro never had. So I'm going to go for a 2-0 Rangers victory. Nicola is in your camp, Dave. She must be a Thistle supporter as well as an Aberdeen supporter. She's gone 2-2.
Dave?
I've got the same scoreline as Andrew written down in front of me, 2-0 to Rangers.
And I've gone 2-1 Rangers. Dave, Ross County at home to Motherwell.
Well, a narrow home loss to Hibs last weekend. That was their first defeat in five games for Motherwell. That was after four straight wins. They want to bounce back straight away, of course. County's results, they've been mixed since Owen Coyle's arrival as manager. Two wins, two defeats and a draw. I fancy a 1-1 here.
Okay, Andrew?
I'm going to go for Motherwell to get the bounce back and win 3-1, and Nicholas says 1-0 to Motherwell.
Okay, and I've gone for 1-1. The final one is on Sunday. It's not in telly, it's just because Hibs are playing on Saturday afternoon. Hearts against Kilmarnock, Andrew.
Well, Kilmarnock, you know, after a decent, solid start, well, two of away draws at Parkhead and Ibrox is maybe better than solid, but it's been a decent start under Steve Clarke, and then they went and played in their home patch where they just cannot buy a victory. But I don't see them getting any joy at Murrayfield. I think Hearts will edge that one 2-1, but Nicola thinks that Kilmarnock will bounce back and win 1-0.
Dave?
I'm going to go for 1-1.
And I have gone for Hearts 2, Kilmarnock 1. Well, that's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday. And the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.